Welcome to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte, the ultimate mind-body-spirit workout to help you live a more purposeful life. Now, here's the host of Spiritually Fit on Empower Radio, Chris Forte.
Hello, humble warriors. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Spiritual Fit Show, the ultimate body, mind, and spirit workout. Each week, the intent of our show is to discuss certain practices you can use to get or keep yourself in tip-top spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional shape. We call this practice spiritual fitness. Spiritual fitness is an enlightened daily practice which is intended to enable you to slow down, look within, handle the obstacles in your life with grace, and ultimately live a more purposeful life. These easy-to-apply seven daily practices can help anyone who is looking to transform their life. So welcome back, everyone. For those that have listened to the show before and understand the philosophy and the daily practices of Spiritual Fit, thank you for your support. I'm grateful that we could be here together. And those that are new are tuning in for the first time, spiritual fitness, as I mentioned, is an enlightened practice, and there's seven daily practices within that practice that can help you feel connected to source, to God, within yourself, and connected to others. And, you know, in today's show, we're going to talk about love, peace, love, and happiness, and how we can each make that decision on a daily basis. And how this topic really came about is in the spiritual fitness practices, one of those practices is reading. And within that, reading practice, I have what's known as these little daily readers, I call them, that take about, less than a minute to read. And then I meditate on that a little bit. And one of my go-tos that I recommend everybody should have is Positive Thinking Every Day from Norman Vincent Peale. And so we're going to read that excerpt today and talk a little bit about that and how that correlates with some of the topics we're going to be talking about. And then the other one is this one that I've had for a long time. And on the top of it, it's just one word. And then under that, what that means. And for example, the first one is action. The second one's adventure, and so on and so forth. And once in a while, I'll open that up. And whatever I come to, you know, is meant to what I'm come to. And I just wanted to find a topic that we could talk about today. And so both of these excerpts kind of go together. And that's what we're going to do today. And so before I read this, we're going to do a 60-second meditation to create that sacred space for anyone that's listening, that you get something out of the show today to help you on your spiritual path or in your daily life. And for myself to continue to just do the work that I'm doing on myself. So, again, we're all connected, and we're going to have a good positive show today and go from there. So we're going to do a countdown from three, and my brother Nate is going to be on the timer. And just close your eyes, take some deep breaths in and out the nose, and we'll be back in 1 minute. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Before I read this excerpt, though, from this one book, I just wanted to share kind of just a quick little story and how it ties into spiritual fitness and kind of self making yourself your priority or your relationship with God a priority. And that was kind of the topic of our show last week. So I'm in kind of on a ritual path on a Tuesday and Thursday where I do a short meditation before my 8:30 a.m. yoga class. And that's very important to me to do that meditation and to do that yoga class. And it's something that I've kind of carved into my schedule, and I really don't want to get off task with that unless something that takes us away from these practices, which is something out of our control, we can. And then sometimes we have to make a decision, you know, how to go about doing this. And so what this story is two of my daughters need a ride to school on Tuesday morning. That normally they've got rides or they're taking buses, but they need me to take them for a ride. And one goes to one school and one goes to the other. One's in a middle school, one's in a high school. And the high schooler, you know, I said, I'm going to pick you up both at 7:30 in the morning and I'm going to drop you off. And it was fine for the middle schooler because she gets dropped off first. But the high schooler said, "Dad, you know, can you come back after you drop her off and pick me up 20 minutes later because school starts at 8 something, blah, 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 blah." And I said, "You know, unfortunately, that's not going to work." And she said, "Why?" And I said, "Well, I have yoga class and that is something I'm going to go to." And she just said, "Well, why can't you go to another one or go later in the day or not go at all?" Now, there'd be a point in time where I probably would have not gone to that yoga class, you know, because you want to do everything you can for your children or a loved one or what have you. But, you know, over time, you know, these practices become ingrained and they're disciplined and you're committed and you're devoted to them. And when that happens, you realize how important they are in your life so you could be a more loving human being. So I just explained to her how, you know, that's important. And it was funny because she said, "You go to yoga every day." And I said, "I do." And I said, "You know, it's important to me and it's important in my relationship with God and to myself." And, you know, that was a great teaching moment, I think, for myself and for her. And I don't know if she got anything or not, but those are the actions we can take in living the path of our truth and speaking what's important. Of course, everything was good as could be. You know, she got to school a little early. I was able to do my meditation, yoga class, and off with the day yesterday. So we're going to now start off with this one book I have. And again, I've had this thing on a coffee table for years. I don't even know what the name of it is, but these are things that I meditate on. And so when I opened it up, the word decisions came today. And so under decisions, this is what we have to say. A Native American grandfather was talking to his grandson about how he felt. He said, "I feel as if I have two wolves fighting in my heart. One wolf is the vengeful, angry, violent one. The other wolf is the loving, compassionate one." The grandson asked him, "Which wolf will win the fight in your heart?" The grandfather answered, "The one I feed the most." And doesn't that make a lot of sense? Maybe what's going on in our hearts. I mean, I could totally relate to that. What we feed the most. And you're going down this path of really trying to be the best person that we could be, if it's from a spiritual or a loving perspective or a loving, more loving human being. You know, change does need to happen. We have to break some habits that may be bad or what have you. And a lot of us have been conditioned just through daily life that we respond with anger instead of love, maybe fear instead of love, or it could be anger instead of compassion. And we have to make that decision, and we have the power to make that decision each and every day. And it's important to know that we have the ability to do that. And sometimes maybe we don't realize we have the power to do that. And so that's the real work that we're talking about. That's the real battle that we're all facing. And you win that war, you win. And it's like in past shows, that's what we've talked about. Then you become that ripple effect in the world. Then you're able to shine that light. And it's really working on ourselves. And it leads me to something that came up and with a woman that came up to me in yoga. This is actually the same day that I was talking to my daughter. It's interesting how this is kind of all weaved together. And I'm at the water fountain, about to leave, and she comes up to me, someone I've practiced for quite some time, and she goes, you know, I'm just so happy. I just want to tell everybody how happy I am and post that in social, but I'd figure people would get maybe turned off on that or what have you. And I just kind of looked at her and I said, why does that matter? Or why would you care? Right? I didn't say it like that. And I think that's kind of what kind of led me to this is when I said that to her, is it really happiness that we're all after? I don't know if that's the case because happiness is a temporary moment. You know, there's happiness and there's unhappiness. And I think what we're looking for is peace and love. And it's through that happy times and the unhappy times, the joyful times and the not so joyful times, could we find a sense of peace and a sense of love? And so I thought, you know, that conversation with her and then reading about decisions is we get to decide, again, how we want to live our life. And sometimes we need daily practices to kind of help us with that, to keep us connected. And that's what the spiritual fitness practice is all about. So before I read the next excerpt, going to positive thinking every day, we are going to take a moment to hear from our wonderful sponsor. Be right back.
Learn why people fail to stay healthy. For example, diabetes and hypertension are symptoms, not diseases. They stem from three main reasons: inability to detox effectively, poor digestion, and long-term inflammation. Dr. Nisha Chellam can help you learn how and why these affect you and how to address each one systematically so you can truly discover the cause of the symptoms or disease and how to really resolve them if possible rather than simply manage them. Dr. Chellam believes you are your best doctor. Learn more about the functional medical way from a traditional MD who knows the science of the disease and understands the art of healing. Connect with Dr. Chellam at holisticicon.com. Consultations with Dr. Chellam are available regardless of where you live. Let Dr. Chellam help you resolve your health issues rather than simply manage them. Visit Dr. Chellam online now at holisticicon.com. That's holisticicon.com. Now, back to Spiritually Fit with Chris Forte on Empower Radio.
Hello and welcome back. Now I'm going to read a quote here. I'm going to read this. I think everybody should have this book, honestly. Positive Thinking Every Day, an Inspiration for Each Day of the Year, Norman Vincent Peale. This book's great. And I've had this for 10 years. I'm looking at it. It's all beat up, pages written out, but you know, I haven't lost a day on it. And it's great. And, it's helped me out a lot on my path. And so today's March 21st is never participate in a worry conversation. Shoot an injection of faith into all your conversations. So I thought this was good and fitting because this is definitely a philosophy of what we talked on the spiritual, being spiritually fit is taking positivity versus negativity, love over fear, etc. And, you know, it's also spring, guys. It's springtime. You know, we are done with winter. And I had an appointment with a gentleman today at my job, and this gentleman came in, and he was, you know, the first thing he talked about was how cold it was outside. And it's through just years of doing this practice or what have you, it's having the ability to just turn the conversation on a dime and just be like, man, it's beautiful. It's spring, man. It's baseball season. You know, so that is kind of like, I guess our job as being spiritual warriors out there is when these conversations do arise that might be negative, or I guess the word worry. How many times have we worried about something and find out maybe 90% of the time it doesn't come into fruition? And also that worry of when you worry is putting out that energy out in the world. That's not really at the ultimate day, not healthy for us. And so that brings me back to peace, love, and happiness, right? Worry is a temporary feel. It's not a good feeling. Happiness is a temporary feel, but peace. How can we walk in peace daily? How can peace be in our lives? And love daily, our makeup, it's who we are. Then I think happiness, we all could be happy. There's no doubt about that. You know, maybe more happiness is in our lives. But if we could be walking with peace and love, or love and peace, I think that's ultimately where, at least in my journey, and I'm not there 100%, but looking to get there. Walking in peace, walking in love, 110%, 100% of the time. And the spiritual fitness exercises can help you get there. They really can, because they're woven throughout the day, you know, to take these little moments for ourselves. And each of us has the ability to create our own spiritual fitness workout that could keep us connected with who we are, our higher power, and ultimately with others. And so, you know, for those that are listening or have listened, I think we said last week that if you could pick up one of those spiritual fitness exercises and just the one that resonate with you and do that for a year, you'd see tremendous change. And that's where I'm going to get with now, you know, this daily reader is pick this up. You know, there's nothing. I mean, this is just a beautiful little book. Keep it where, you know, you read a page every day. And we're only talking about, 30 seconds to a minute, maybe reading it and then maybe taking another minute or two to just let it settle. And what a way to start your day. And then you get to a place where you start living these quotes. You start they're in your makeup, and you see that you're making progress each and every year. So I ask you, what's important to you? Peace, love, happiness, joy, grateful, tranquility, forgiveness, compassion. We all have that. Again, the power within to make that, to be a makeup in our lives. And so let's have a meditation here. Let that soak in. Pick the one word that means really, that resonates with you, peace, love, happiness, or another word that you want more of in your life, that you just want more in your life. And let's set that attention right now that you'll have more of your life starting right now. Mine's going to be more peace. And so, Nate, let's do a countdown. Here we go. Set that attention, folks. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for doing that with me. And now let's put this into motion, action. So mine was a little bit more peace, and I was just thinking out, what is like something that's very peaceful for me? Very peaceful, something that goes above and beyond of all the stuff that I've been doing. And that's part of the things to kind of challenge yourself. And as I'm looking out, the sun is out. And I tell you, one of the most peace, doesn't matter if it's 10 degrees or 100 degrees. When the sun is out and I put my face in the sun, that is one of the most peaceful feelings. One of the most peaceful feelings that overcome with me. I feel more, really more connected with God. I feel like I just feel more connected. But it's just such a peaceful state. So, I'm going to commit to myself that anytime the sun is out, and sometimes in Michigan, we have to go a few days without it, but anytime that sun is out, that I'm going to commit to at least 1 minute to just go outside and put my face in the, and just let the sun soak in my face. And so that's what I'm going to do. And so I would just ask you, whatever your word is, if it's love, if it's happiness, if it's joy, if it's peace, what can you do? What can you do to be the creator, to create more of that in your life? And back to my friend, my yoga friend, who is, you know, wants to talk about more about happiness, you know, I would say, go ahead and do it. And don't look back. And spread your light. And spread your light. And because I think we're all at a place where we truly are artists. And I know we all want to creatively express ourselves. And there's all different avenues to do that. And, you know, paint that beautiful painting with yourself, whatever outlets it has to be. And so, you know, with that, you know, many blessings on your journey, on your path. Hopefully you've chosen something that you'd like to work on and, you know, make that happen. And, you know, I think next week we're on the books to have a guest, which we have not had in a while. So that'll be nice. And, you know, again, you know, I'm just grateful that I can come here each week and express myself and to the people that are listening, I'm just, you know, I'm thankful and grateful because you're helping me on my path. So with that, you know, more about the spiritual fitness lifestyle can be found in my book, The Humble Warrior, which can be found on my website, chrisforte.com or Amazon. You can also listen to any episodes of Spiritual Fit on my Instagram page, chrisforte, Humble Warrior. If you want to connect with me, please send me an email to chris@chrisforte.com. Would love to help you any way I can on your spiritual journey. Have a wonderful week, everyone. We'll talk to you next week and live brave.